The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Berta Cáceres was one of the most influential advocates for indigenous and women's rights in Honduras.
La discriminación y el racismo que se ha cometido contra el pueblo lenca, contra el copí.
And in 2013, when she began leading a protest campaign against a proposed hydroelectric dam, she became one of the most celebrated environmental activists anywhere. Honduras was known as the most dangerous place in the world for environmental activists. More than 100 had been reported killed in just the previous 5 years. She told friends about threatening phone calls she'd get. She said strange cars followed her on the road.
She knew that she was very much still being targeted and still at risk of being killed.
Berta was the most powerful activist in her country, but none of the accolades could protect her in the end.
A prominent environmental rights activist was shot dead in Honduras on Thursday, prompting protests in the capital.
My name is Monty Real, an investigative reporter for Bloomberg Green. On the upcoming podcast, Blood River, we tell the story of a murder. Murder in a place where murderers thrive, where about 97% of all homicides are left unsolved and unpunished.
Honduran police claim that she was killed in a robbery gone wrong, but her family, friends, and supporters are convinced that her death was a political assassination.
It's a story full of deception, false leads, and cruel twists. It's about money, power, political influence, and the violence that goes along with them. That violence didn't begin or end with Berta.
I threw myself towards the side of the bed in my room to protect myself, and the gunman shot me in the head.
I said, "Don't call the police," you know, because calling the police in Honduras is like calling the mafia to a crime scene, and you can't trust them.
We'll hear from victims, investigators, and eyewitnesses, the communities that fought alongside Berta, and the executives on the receiving end of that activism. We'll go into their homes, their offices, and, in some cases, their prison cells. All of them now face the same question. Who, in the end, is really responsible for the death of Berta Cáceres? And what does justice actually look like in a place where killers almost always walk away untouched?
We think it's quite possible that there's more to this crime than has been exposed so far.
Blood River launches on July 27th. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Osage County, Oklahoma is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the setting of Martin Scorsese's latest film, Killers of the Flower Moon. The movie is based on a book about the 1920s Osage murders, when white men poured into Osage County and killed Osage people for their oil wealth. I'm Rachel Adams Heard, the host of In Trust, a podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartMedia. For over a year, I was reporting a different story about other ways white people got Osage land and wealth, and how a prominent ranching family in Osage County became one of the biggest landowners here. Their ranching empire was built on land that at the turn of the century was all owned by the Osage Nation. So how'd they get it? Listen to the award-winning podcast, In Trust, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.